USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House managers are continuing to make their case against President Trump in the Senate impeachment trial. The main House impeachment manager, California Democrat Adam Schiff, says President Trump's phone call on July 25th was far from perfect.
The call record revealed a president who used his high office to personally and directly press the leader of a foreign country to do his political dirty work.
When it comes to President Trump cooperating with the Democrats, Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham says,
if I were the president, I wouldn't cooperate with these guys at all. I wouldn't give them the time of day. They're on a crusade to destroy this man.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the Defense Department is working on better vetting procedures following a deadly shooting by a Saudi national in December at a Pensacola airbase. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been 47 years since the Supreme Court ruled in the Roe v. Wade case legalizing abortions. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
President Trump proclaiming Wednesday, the actual anniversary, as National Sanctity of Human Life Day, saying there is more to be done to reduce abortions. Each year since 1974, around the time of the anniversary, pro-life activists from across the country converge on the U.S. Supreme Court for the March for Life. This year, the march and rally in the nation's capital will be held on Friday.
The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments to determine whether states can prohibit tax credits from applying to scholarships at religious schools while making credits available to similar secular institutions. If the Supreme Court decides to reinstate the tax credit program, the ruling could motivate states to provide even more support for religious schools. This affects about 4 million students across the country. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The next phase for space travel is given the green light. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has some details.
SpaceX blew up a rocket in Florida on Sunday in a final test of its Crew Dragon space capsule, proving that it can carry astronauts to safety in a launch emergency. The successful test means SpaceX is now poised to launch the first astronauts to the International Space Station from U.S. soil since the space shuttle program ended in 2011. SpaceX founder and CEO Elon Musk said the first launch with astronauts is likely to happen in the second quarter of 2020, no earlier than April. The capsule would carry veteran NASA flyers Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley.
An Hispanic police captain in Miami is under fire for claiming he's black. Captain Javier Ortiz said he knew he was black when he found out there were black and mixed-race people in his family.
If you know anything about the one drop rule, which started in the 20th century, which is what identifies and defines what a black male is or a Negro, you would know that if you have one drop of black in you, you are considered black.
Ortiz continues,
you don't know anything about me. And just for the record, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, it's all voluntary. I don't need to give you any information or tell you who I am.
The head of the NAACP's Miami-Dade branch is calling on Ortiz to be fired. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.